It was nearly dark when the call came in from Dean Bridges. Paige had learned the deputy's last name earlier that morning. He'd come across a camp with a green Jeep that matched their description, lift kit, wide tires, and all. It was situated in a secluded area, a little way from Jet Fork Reservoir. Dean was holding back, watching for any sign of the men while he waited for backup. Jericho immediately headed that way. To Paige, it felt like it took forever to reach their destination. For about the 100th time that day, she was glad she'd caught a ride with the sheriff instead of trying to navigate the area herself. There was no doubt in her mind that if left on her own, she'd be sufficiently lost by now. "So, how many years do you think it'll take before I know my way around out here? Because if you said, 'Paige, I need you to head back to the scene of the crime and take a few more pictures,' I'd be at a loss. I couldn't even point you in the right direction after all those twists and turns today. I'm hopeless." "Not hopeless." Jericho shut down the engine. "Just new. If Dean can catch on, I'm sure you can too. After all, you're a local. He's an outsider. It'll take a while, but if you stick around long enough, you'll be taking shortcuts in no time." "Well, thanks for your vote of confidence anyway. I'm not nearly as sure about that as you seem to be, but I'm determined to try,"